Welcome to Tuesday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. We will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 15. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Or who may dwell upon your holy hill? Whoever leads an uncorrupt life, and does the thing which is right, who speaks the truth from the heart, and has not slandered with the tongue, who has done no evil to a friend, nor vented abuse against a neighbour, in whose eyes the worthless have no honour, but who makes much of those that fear the Lord. Whoever has sworn to a neighbour and will not go back on that oath, who has not put money to usury, nor taken a bribe against the innocent, whoever does these things shall never be overthrown. Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you have I taken refuge. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, and all my good depends on you. As for those who are held holy on the earth, the other gods in whom people delight, though the idols are many that they run after, their offerings of blood I will not offer, nor take their name upon my lips. The Lord is my appointed portion and my cup. You hold my lot in your hands. The share that has fallen to me is in pleasant places, and a fair land is in my possession. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. At night also he has instructed my heart. I have set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand, and I shall not fall. Therefore my heart is glad and my spirit rejoices. My flesh also shall rest secure. For you will not give me over to the power of death, nor suffer your faithful one to see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and from your right hand flow delights for evermore. Lord, our God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, we ask you to cleanse us from all hypocrisy, to unite us to our fellow men and women by the bonds of peace and love, and to confirm us in holiness now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 32, verse 16. After I had given the deed of purchase to Baruch, son of Neriah, I prayed to the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, it is you who made the heavens and the earth by your great power, and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show steadfast love to the thousandth generation, but repay the guilt of parents into the laps of their children after them. O great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, great in counsel and mighty indeed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of mortals, rewarding all according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. You showed signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and to this day in Israel and among all humankind, and have made yourself a name that continues to this very day. You brought your people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, with a strong hand and outstretched arm, and with great terror. And you gave them this land, which you swore to their ancestors to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they entered and took possession of it, but they did not obey your voice or follow your law. Of all you commanded them to do, they did nothing. Therefore, you have made all these disasters come upon them. See, the siege ramps have been cast up against the city to take it, and the city faced with sword, famine, and pestilence has been given into the hands of the Chaldeans who are fighting against it. What you spoke has happened, as you yourself can see. Yet you, O Lord God, have said to me, buy the field for money and get witnesses, though the city has been given into the hands of the Chaldeans. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. See, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus says the Lord, I am going to give this city into the hands of the Chaldeans and into the hand of King Nebuchadrezzar of Babylon, and he shall take it. The Chaldeans who are fighting against this city shall come, set it on fire, and burn it, with the houses on whose roofs offerings have been made to Baal and libations, have been poured out to other gods, to provoke me to anger. For the people of Israel and the people of Judah have done nothing but evil in my sight from their youth. The people of Israel have done nothing but provoke me to anger by the work of their hands, says the Lord. This city has aroused my anger and wrath from the day it was built until this day, so that I will remove it from my sight. Because of all the evil of the people of Israel and the people of Judah that they did to provoke me to anger, they, their kings and their officials, their priests and their prophets, the citizens of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they have turned their backs to me, not their faces. Though I have taught them persistently, they would not listen and accept correction. They set up their abominations in the house that bears my name and defiled it. They built the high places of Baal in the valley of the son of Hinnom to offer up their sons and daughters to Molech, though I did not command them, nor did it enter my mind that they should do this abomination, causing Judah to sin. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, my friends, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us approach with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. For if we willfully persist in sin after having received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a fearful prospect of judgment, and a fury of fire that will consume the adversaries. Anyone who has violated the law of Moses dies without mercy, on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think will be deserved by those who have spurned the Son of God, profaned the blood of the covenant by which they were sanctified, and outraged the Spirit of grace? For we know the one who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," and again, "The Lord will judge his people." It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be shown to them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, our Redeemer, who heard the cry of your people and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit bring us to our promised land. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Loving God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on His Majesty King Charles and to all people who have been diagnosed with cancer. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we bless you for the gracious memory of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, for her reign rich in years and accomplishment, for the many lives she touched, and for the faith that sustained her in life and in death. We remember her with gratitude, for her great works. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, we ask for your mercy to be given to the country of Ukraine. Free them from their oppressors. Help Russia to obtain what they need without the death of innocent people. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we ask for your mercy to be granted to all countries experiencing natural disasters, especially those experiencing earthquakes or floods. We ask for your intervention to bring calm to their weather systems, and so to calm their hearts and minds. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your church and its place in our world, and ask that you bless the whole church. Bless our bishops, ministers, parish ministry teams, and their volunteers and lay people. Give us all courage to proclaim the good news of Christ in our schools, workplaces, and homes. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask you please to bless the Diocese of Clogher, the Church of Ireland, the Diocese of Ballarat, the Parish of Gold Coast North, the Sunshine Coast Hospital Ministry, Coomera Anglican College, Coomera. Bless all schools seeking new chaplains and all prison ministry chaplaincy teams. Bless all Anglican parishes in Australia to help them raise the funds to install church air conditioners to bring comfort to their congregation while they gather to celebrate God's great works. Bless the financial heads of the Anglican Church to find new ways of supplying income streams to fund the clergy in their churches. Bless the heads of the Anglican Church to take brave steps to modernise the Church's rules, actions and regulations, to be a part of God's modern world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power. Protect us from sin. Guard us from every kind of danger. And in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen.